Canadians are continuing to seek refuge in the outdoors to help cope with the stress and anxiety of the COVID-19 pandemic. With another round of restrictions and closures being introduced in many provinces, the Nature Conservancy of Canada, NCC, says it is important for our physical, mental, and emotional well-being to connect with nature. Locally, Laurier Woods, conveniently located inside the city, is a great place to start. Another is the Corbeil Conservation Area Trail, or in East Ferris, the Stepping Stones Trail. A local favorite is the Cranberry Trail in Callander, and there are many others. A new Ipsos public affairs poll conducted for NCC reveals that 82% of the people surveyed are spending time in nature. 37% said they are spending more time outdoors compared to their lives before the pandemic began in March 2020. Among respondents, women, young people and young families were most likely to be spending more time outside. These findings underscore why protecting and having access to nature is important and helps all of us, said François Duclos, senior advisor for visitor use planning with NCC. Many Canadians are turning to nature reserves, trails, green spaces and parks for physically distanced outdoor activities. People want to safely connect with others or to get out for some sunlight and a walk, hike, run or bike ride. Of the 18% of people who said they are spending less time in nature, one-third indicated they were following their provincial health guidelines and staying close to home. Lack of access was a barrier for many who said they require transportation or don't have natural spaces close to where they live. Others said they simply don't have time. The Nature Conservancy of Canada is providing people with tips on how to make the best of nature outings during winter. A list of useful suggestions to stay warm and safe is attached. Be prepared by wearing or bringing multiple layers of clothing to stay warm, as well as a hat, scarf, mittens and water-resistant jacket. Make sure you stay as dry as possible, as water against the skin from wet clothing can chill the body quickly. Have proper boots and foot aids to provide traction on slippery surfaces. Let others know where you are going and bring a phone so you can call for help if you get lost. Research the area you're visiting for any regulations or special concerns. Be prepared for extreme weather, hazards and emergencies. Schedule your activity to avoid times of high use to allow for easier physical distancing. Know your limits and your gear. Go slow, choose lower risk activities to avoid injury. Visit in small groups. Split larger parties into groups of 4 to 6. Stay on durable trails and surfaces. Pack out all trash, leftover food and litter, along with any pet waste. Respect other users and visitors and protect the quality of their experience. Be courteous. Yield to other users on the trail. Take breaks and let nature's sounds prevail. Avoid loud voices and noises. Observe wildlife from a distance. Do not follow or approach animals. Never feed animals. Feeding wildlife damages their health, alters natural behaviors and exposes them to predators and other dangers. Control your pets at all times, or leave them at home. Preserve the past. Examine, but do not touch, cultural or historic structures and artifacts. Leave rocks, plants and other natural objects as you found them.